Hey folks, it's Mike Church, and this Father's Day at our Founders Trade and Post store, we've got great deals for the leisure-loving crusader in you. Of course, we have our world-famous El Rey Du Corona cigars, and have now introduced brand new discounted sample 4-packs from Camacho Cigars, and a 5-cigar travel humidor Father's Day gift set that comes with a cigar cutter, a torch lighter, and a 5-brand cigar sampler featuring Espinosa, Rocky Patel, CAO, Villiger, and Drew Estate Cigars. And the price, just $69.95. That's a $50 savings. Plus, we've introduced the El Rey Du Corona Cigar Lancero Edition, and it's become our best seller ever. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits real crusaders, go to MikeChurch.com/shop.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, June 11th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Domestic terrorists have taken over Seattle, according to President Trump. The relatives of cult mom Lori Vallow's missing children made the grim announcement Wednesday that remains found on an Idaho property this week were the children. And defunding goes to a new level on TV. President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that domestic terrorists have taken over in an area in Seattle amid George Floyd protests and blamed the city's radical left Democrats for contributing to the unrest. Radical left Governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle are being taunted and played like a level that our great country has never seen before, Trump tweeted. Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stopped immediately. Move fast. His tweet did not go unanswered. Mayor Jenny Durkan, a Democrat, took a swipe at Trump and responded, "Make us all safe. Go back to your bunker. Black Lives Matter." Attorney General William Barr told Fox News that on May 29th, the unrest was tense near the White House, and the Secret Service recommended the president go down to the bunker. "We can't have that in our country." Hundreds of protesters stormed Seattle City Hall Tuesday night to demand Durkin's resignation, just days after seizing a 6-block downtown zone that includes a shuttered police precinct. Demonstrators remain peaceful without reports of violence or injuries, but are pushing Durkin to step down if she refuses to defund the city's police department. A sheriff's deputy was shot Wednesday when a man opened fire outside a police station in Paso Robles, California. "We feel that this was an ambush that he planned," St. Louis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson said. "He intended for officers to come out of the police department and assault them." The suspect began firing at police cars shortly after 3 a.m. as they entered the downtown area and at the station. A sheriff's deputy who arrived at the station to assist police officers was shot in the head, the sheriff said. The deputy was in serious but stable condition on Wednesday afternoon. Hours after the shooting, police found the body of a 58-year-old man right near an Amtrak station in the city. The man had been shot in the head at close proximity, and investigators believe that the incidents are related. Our saint of the day, this is the day of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. Quote of the day, when the Holy Rosary is said, well, our quote of the day, when the Holy Rosary is said well, it gives Jesus and Mary more glory and is more meritorious than any other prayer. St. Louis de Montfort. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first 2 episodes are free. Order now, crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Today is the Feast of Corpus Christi. It's the day of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. It's a Christian liturgical celebrating the real presence of the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the elements of the Eucharist. 2 months earlier, the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper is observed on Maundy Thursday in a somber atmosphere leading to Good Friday. The liturgy on that day also commemorates Christ's washing of the disciples' feet, the institution of the priesthood, and the agony. The Feast of Corpus Christi was proposed by the Doctor of the Church to Pope Urban IV in order to create a feast that was focused solely on the Holy Eucharist, emphasizing the joy of the Eucharist being the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Having recognized the authenticity of the Eucharistic miracle of Bolsena, the feast is liturgically celebrated on the Thursday after Trinity Sunday, or where the solemnness of the most holy body and blood of Christ is not a holy day of obligation. It is assigned to the Sunday after the Most Holy Trinity as its proper day. The relatives of cult mom Lori Vallow's missing children made the grim announcement Wednesday that remains found on an Idaho property this week were the children Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, and Tylee Ryan, 17. Police arrested Chad Daybell, that's Vallow's husband, and he was the writer of more than a dozen self-published doomsday novels on Tuesday after finding human remains on his property. He faced felony counts of destroying and concealing evidence. A judge set his bail at $1 million on Wednesday. Vallow, the so-called cult mom, was the mother of both missing children. Cops, the long-running reality series following police officers on high-speed chases, drug busts, and other dangerous missions, has now been canceled after a more than 30-year run as anti-police sentiment continues to sweep through Hollywood following last month's death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.